Our New Normal by Cindy Camps. On February 8, 2011, our normal world was turned upside down when Bob was hit by a car. He sustained a critical and severe closed head injury, resulting in a diffuse axonal injury, DAI as it's known, and our new normal began. It took only a moment to change our world into a nightmare. This nightmare brought pain, heartache, and constant drama to everyday life. My husband Bob was 50 years old when he suffered a severe closed head injury at the hands of an incompetent driver. As a crew member for the Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT for short, Bob routinely shoveled tar into many potholes on Michigan's weather-beaten roads. It was a Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. when the driver of an SUV slammed into two of the MDOT crew members, resulting in Bob's life-changing and horrific injury. The second crew member sustained minor injuries. There were many things in Bob's favor when the injury occurred. He was just 1 mile away from a level 1 trauma center, he didn't break any major bones, and his spinal cord was unharmed. And he was youngish, the trauma doctor's words. His journey over the next 7 months brought him to 4 different institutions with many tragic, triumphant, and tumultuous days. Bob spent 5 weeks in the critical care unit at a level 1 trauma center, where he was hooked up to all kinds of gadgets to keep him alive. He was in a medically induced coma for weeks to allow his brain to heal. As they slowly began to reduce the amount of drugs, they were hoping for Bob to regain consciousness and to interact with the environment. Unfortunately, he did not progress as they had hoped. We had a conundrum. His condition wasn't serious enough to keep him in critical care, but he wasn't well enough to move to a regular hospital unit. After gathering information and talking to the medical staff, we decided to move Bob to a long-term acute care hospital, LTAC for short. Bob spent 10 days at the LTAC where he continued to receive focused care. He also started therapy by receiving a passive exercises where the therapist moved Bob's arms and legs for him. The therapist also positioned him to sit on the side of the bed. It took two therapists about 10 minutes to get him to this position. It was thrilling, exhilarating, heartbreaking, and tremendous to see him making progress. Heartbreaking because he had to go through it, but so incredibly exciting because he was making progress. After 10 days at the LTAC, Bob improved enough to move to a subacute rehabilitation center where he spent 3 months gaining strength, relearning to eat, walk, talk, and use his arms. He entered this facility requiring full care, including the use of a lift equipment called a Hoyer to get him in and out of bed, a tracheotomy for help with breathing, and the use of a feeding tube. At the end of the 3 months, Bob was able to transfer from his bed to his chair with just one person helping. He stood on his own 2 feet with no balance issue, his tracheotomy was gone, and he could eat and drink regular food, no restrictions. He did still have his feeding tube, but that was just in case of an emergency, which never happened, thank goodness. The last inpatient institution for Bob was the Acute Care Rehabilitation Hospital, where he spent 2 months with more intensive therapy, and they finally were able to remove the feeding tube. His therapy sessions consist of physical, occupational, speech, and recreational therapies for each for 30 minutes twice a day. That's 4 hours of intense therapy. Thankfully, they split it up throughout the day and built in rest periods so his brain could have a break and he could remain successful in therapies. So if you are keeping track, that's 5 weeks in critical care, 10 days at LTAC, 3 months in the subacute rehab hospital, and 2 months in the acute care rehab hospital. That brings us to the end of August 2011 when Bob finally got to come home. It was one of the most exciting and terrifying days of my life. He no longer required professional medical or therapeutic treatments as an inpatient, but still needed 24/7 supervision. After being near death, he was really ready to come home? I was petrified and over the moon all at the same time. For the next 3 years, Bob continued physical, occupational, speech, and recreational therapy as an outpatient. He learned how to perform activities of daily living, or ADLs. By adapting and utilizing tools that support his limitations, again, Bob had many things in his favor. The injury affected his right side. Thankfully, he is left-handed. Try brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand. If you're right-handed, brush with your left. It's impossible. His speech is clear but soft, which has improved and continues to improve to this day. He has mild aphasia, which typically happens when he's overtired and agitated. And as I mentioned earlier, he didn't have any other serious injuries. It was just all in his head. So Bob spent over 4 years in structured therapy. He officially graduated in June of 2014. He continues a daily exercise routine at home, and he can walk when holding onto a railing. We don't like to focus on what he can't do, but rather what he can. He has physical limitations on his right side, requiring a wheelchair to get around. His brain injury requires that he have 24/7 supervision for the rest of his life. A diffuse axonal brain injury is similar to shaken baby syndrome. There is damage all throughout the brain, making it very difficult for medical professionals to predict an outcome. This unpredictability worked in our favor because we had no expectation any progress Bob made was and continues to be truly miraculous. Despite all that he's been through, Bob continues to be a positive, uplifting, and happy man. It is truly a blessing and a joy to have him with us. We continue to be thankful and feel very blessed for the support of family, friends, co-workers, and people we haven't met yet. Thank you, Bob and Cindy Kim. I'm Munish Joshi, the voice of TVI Hope and Inspiration. Look for more recordings and please remember to share this post with others so that we can help increase awareness, understanding, and help those who suffer from a TBI.